Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Mazzulla, who I think now that we've established, or as much as you can establish through a quarter of a season, that JB is up to the task of being a number one for the Boston Celtics. The next guy in the crosshairs, Fitzy, I think, is Joe Mazzulla. How is he going to react to a team where, Casey Jones and Joe Mazzulla just roll the ball out there and let them play basketball and go win a title? That's not the case anymore.
Nope.
Now it's starting lineups, it's rotations, it's Jordan Walsh and Minot and all these guys and figuring out where they fit, figuring out how to get the best out of Peyton Pritchard and Derek White. And all of that, figuring out how to play with limited bigs, basically Kata and Pray for Rain in terms of the center position.
We could use a little boost right there. What are you're not a big believer in the Garza strip?
No, not really. I had higher hopes for him. I don't have those hopes as much anymore.
No, you shouldn't.
I do think there are some guys that we had too high of hopes for that are starting to kind of pass by the wayside a little bit. So
like?
Joe Mazzulla. Well, I mean, Garza's a guy, certainly one of them, but others. But Joe Mazzulla, is he figuring it out or are the players figuring it out? Who do you think is more figuring it out at this point, a quarter of the way through the season?
I think the players are. Every coach will tell you, from football to basketball, crossing sports and whatnot, like, players are the ones who win the games. Players execute the play design. Players win championships, not the coaches, really. And in this case, I mean, you give Mazzulla some credit for finessing the rotation, changing the lineup, and giving other guys opportunity. Because let's say Minot deserves more minutes. Only Mazzulla can decide when he goes in and when he doesn't. You know, Hugo Gonzalez getting in the game, Jordan Walsh getting some late game opportunities to fight for some tough rebounds and play some tenacious D. He doesn't get that opportunity unless he plays well, and then Mazzulla believes in him. So,
yep.
Sure, give Mazzulla some credit, but if I have to sort of divvy it up poll style, I'm going to give more to the players who are just straight up playing better. Pritchard scoring more. Derek White looking more and more like Derek White. 22 points in that game against the Knicks, 13 of which came in the fourth quarter. Those points were huge.
617-779-7937. Let's spread some listenership to the airwaves here. Let's go to Dave in Arlington. What's up, Dave?
Hello. How are you today?
Tremendous. How are you?
Hey, Dave, what's up?
I'm just curious, I guess. So I have not heard the whole show, so feel free to say, I said that, but how come no one's talking about Jaylen Brown's turnovers? It's the one thing that drives everyone crazy.
Yeah, but it's the least critical part of his game right now. He is the centerpiece of the offense, right? The offense is going through him. Is that accurate?
Peyton's dribbling it up a lot of times, but Peyton dribbles it up and looks for Brown every single time. Yes,
so generally the number one throughout the history of basketball leads the team in turnovers, and that's the way it works, and that's the way it will always be because of volume. Has he had his issues at times? The first quarter the other night, yeah, he had some issues. And what did he say? He admitted he had issues. When he did the halftime interview, why did he blow up in the second quarter? He blew up in the second quarter because he was embarrassed by his first quarter. Isn't that what great players do? They bounce back. Dan Ball.
Mm-hmm. Some stats to back that up real quick. So Luka Doncic leads the league with 4.3 turnovers per game.
Jaylen
Brown.
Is he good?
He is, I don't know, top three, top five in the
leading
league.
Scorer in the NBA right now.
Right.
Yes.
Jaylen Brown in 21 games, 3.6 turnovers per game. That is sixth most in the league. But you look at the group around him, Nikola Jokic, 3.5. Donovan Mitchell, 3.4. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 3.3. And Steph Curry, 3.1.
How come nobody ever brings up all their turnovers? All I hear about those guys is MVPs, championships, and halls of fame.
There's just a direct correlation between I control the ball the most for my team, I take the most shots, I make the most plays, mm-hmm. and I'm also going to give it away more than anybody else, Fitzy.
It's just that the way Jaylen Brown turns it over is what frustrates people so much.
Yes.
Plus, also, he has been a target of criticism just because Tatum, for some reason, is, and we're being honest, not going back to lazy old narratives, but Tatum is seemingly more beloved in town. So therefore, it's easier. Like, people forgive Tatum for his transgressions and his miscues, injuries, and more. But Jaylen Brown, they're often quick to criticize. I'm believing, this is my thought, my feeling here, that this season is going to buy him back some equity and amnesty with the fans, and they're going to be less frequent to criticize him. Therefore, hey, you know what? Whoever, like Dan just said, whoever touches the ball more often usually turns the ball over. They're going to start thinking of it that way in terms of Jaylen Brown, and less of, how come every third time this guy touches the ball, he dribbles it off his foot or he can't dribble with his left hand?
You know what I worry about? I worry that it's already too far gone. I worry that his reputation precedes him in a way, and this is both on air or on the court and off the court. I worry that he's going to get your boy, Andy, is going to get this kind of criticism, regardless of if the turnovers go down, if the scoring goes up. I think it might just kind of be attached to him at
Absolutely.
This point.
And I don't actually think it's him. It's people are entrenched in their views. They're set in their ways, and they see what they want to see. Now, I can admit, I am a big Jaylen Brown fan. I can admit it's not the turnovers that I think annoy people. It's the way that they unfold, as Fitzy said. Like, there are times where you're like, dude, did you learn to play basketball last night? You know, just picked the sport up in the lobby of the hotel.
Do you have an inner ear infection right now?
But then the other end of the... Exactly. Nick Asaski, when he came to Boston, did you get vertigo on the overnight?
On the flight.
But then the other end of the spectrum is true as well. He makes some plays offensively that wow you, whether it's with his explosive play, whether it's some of the moves, the physicality in the paint, the mid-range jumpers. How about that three-pointer in Indiana, right, to force overtime? That's one of the great three-pointers in an important situation, tough three-pointers that you will ever see. So it's funny because I think Jason Tatum is more narrow with his style of play. Like, he's so smooth-looking. I don't think he rarely wows you with any physical play. It's just consistency, right? Smooth. He also doesn't wow you with bad mistakes. He has the ball a lot, too, and he has much fewer ugly turnovers, ugly mistakes. That's just his style of play. There's a little bit more of a frenetic, helter-skelter style of play to Jaylen Brown, with the highs are high and the lows every once in a while are low, but I think if you're a fan right now and your first instinct was to call the show, Dave, his name is Dave, I believe.
I think so.
Call the show and say, how come nobody's talking about his turnovers? You're a hater. You're literally a hater.
It's a lazy narrative from seasons past. Like, you should be calling in to talk about how impressed you are with Jaylen Brown's ability to lead half the roster from the past couple of seasons to a 12-9 record and beat along the way a couple of playoff teams. Also, there was a great tweet the other day from Kevin O'Connor, who I believe now is with Yahoo, and he was quote tweeting off of Sean Grandy. The Celtics have beaten a lot of good teams. Like, they're not just cleaning up. Like, tonight they're playing Washington. Even with Jaylen load management, sore throat Brown taking the night off tonight, they should be able to take care of business. They're beating playoff caliber teams. They're beating top three seeded teams in the NBA right now. So it's not that that they're just cleaning up. I mean, hell, they lost to the Nets two Fridays ago, and we all thought it was time to cancel the season. Since then, they've responded nicely.
So let's go to the text line, 617-779-7937. We got some pro JB. 207, I think JB defines what a Celtic truly is, grinds and goes to the hoop. And I love that. Like, I think he is the ultimate Celtic. I think he has proven to you he can play in any form or fashion. He can do whatever role you want to throw at him. If he knows what you're expecting of him, he will do it. Oh, you need my D tonight? Yep, my defense. Defense. You need my defense tonight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rebounding, physicality, scoring, whatever it may be, he figures it out, Fitzy. Maturity, Fitzy, for crying out loud.
Who said it?
The all-text guy, I mean, all-caps guy, has also checked in, the 508. JB having a great week, but still can't dribble or pass. Funny you waited for this stretch.
Oh, my God. I have to ask.
Why do they
hate him? Everyone's problem with him?
It's a legitimate question. I think it's one he asks himself on a regular basis.
And I think it has next to nothing to do with what happens on the court. I really don't.
I do. So it's his words. You're right, Dan.
It's his twitches.
It's the twitches. It's the interviews. It's the and not to say that anything he's saying isn't warranted. I can't speak to the challenges that he has dealt with in his life off the court. All I know is what I watch from minute zero to the end of a game every single season.
And
I think that's the difference between what you see from Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum is the stuff you see off the court.
Yeah, sorry, I thought there was a Tom Curran pause in there, Dan. My apologies. Real quick, our old pal Terp is listening on his ride home right now. Of course,
he could
listen on 93.7 FM, or he could download and use the Odyssey app, Andy, as well. We'll call this is a Terp chirp, as I like to call them. The Celtics' 7 wins against teams with a 500 or better record are tied for second most in the NBA, along with Orlando. Only the Nuggets and the Thunder have slightly more. They trail only the Pistons in the conference. Now, in the conference, they have 8 wins over. So, actually, they're better than Oklahoma City and the Nuggets as well. So, just think about this. Your Celtics, they're 12-9. Like, oh, man, I wish they were better. Like, yeah, it was more fun when it was years past when they were winning 4 out of every 5 games. I like the start of this season more, Andy, than I do last year when they got off to a hot start and you were like, oh, they could be 82-0. They could go undefeated at home. And then everything proved to be a facade and a mirage. Whereas this year, I feel like this team is gritting this out and they're only going to get better.
Absolutely. You have those 2 losses to Philly, right? What, the opening, was that opening
2
night?
2 1-point loss. Now, yeah. Those piss me off.
And if you had those in the win column, that changes your record dramatically.
You're 14-7. And then everyone's like, wow, the Celtics are winning 2 out of 3 games without Tatum, without Porzingis, without Holiday, without... Yeah, et cetera.
But you make a good point, Fitzy. Maybe for this team and where it wants to go and develop into and become later in the year, maybe those were challenges. Maybe those were opportunities to test your mettle, to learn from clutch situations, which sneaky have been a problem for this team for years, even when they were a better basketball team. So this team is what it is. It's led by Jaylen Brown. He is an MVP candidate. He's going to be all NBA. And the Celtics, for now, look like a team that could be in the middle of the pack at the very least, if not better, in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Oh, and Jason Tatum could be back by February? We'll get to that at some point. 617-779-7937. Coming up next, though, I want to touch on something that ESPN posted, Fitzy. I'm not sure if you saw this. They ranked NFL players among 109 different skills. Quarterbacks, wide receivers, pass rushers, things
of
that nature.
That makes for a hell of a weekend for the Pro Bowl. Welcome to the Skills Challenge, where we'll put 100.
I was scrolling for a long time to get through this, but let's just say, not surprisingly, Drake May is represented, but it might surprise you where he is represented. Where does Drake May represent among the best quarterbacks in the NFL and his skills? That's up next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.